Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we are starting a brand new series on virtue, and we begin with the first episode on A Guide to Happiness. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. St. Augustine said that when we're asking ourselves about how we want to live, the starting point should always be happiness. Why? Well, for two reasons. First, because everybody can agree on it. Everybody wants to be happy. And secondly, because it keeps moral and ethical discussions concrete and practical. Whenever things start to sound abstract, you can just say, hold on, let's make this simple. Does this action really lead us to happiness or not? But in order to really use happiness as a clear standard for our life, we need happiness itself to be something we really understand, something of which we have a clear, detailed idea. So, what exactly does happiness look like? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. To be truly, perfectly happy, you'd have to have every basic human desire satisfied. So one way to think about happiness is just to list out our desires and show how we all desire basically the same things. That's why the late Catholic ethicist Germaine Grisez came up with a list of every fundamental human desire, and he put it into 7 basic categories, 7 basic things we all want. First of all, we all want physical goods. We all want things like health and rest and nutrition and hydration. That's one. We all want beauty. That's why we watch movies and listen to music, and we're attracted to people of the opposite sex, and why we decorate and clean our houses. That's two. And we all want to achieve something. That's why we compete in sports and try to do something worthwhile in our work, and why we form families. We want what we do to matter. So that's three. And we want to know things. We want truth, which is why we read the news and watch informative videos and listen to podcasts, and why we value education generally. So that's four. And we all want inner peace. We want to be not conflicted or anxious or depressed. The search for inner peace is why we go to therapists and why some people do yoga or practice mindfulness. So that's five. And we all want loving relationships with other people. That's why we want friends and family. Why they're so important to us. Because we're social animals. And other people mean so much to us. So that's six. And finally, we also all want some relationship with persons that are beyond the human. This is why there are so many religions, and why even atheists are so desperate to try to talk to gorillas or try to make contact with aliens. Because we all want to believe that there is a world of persons beyond the human, and that can somehow access that world. I mean, ultimately, we all want a relationship with God. That's it. That's the categories of good things that make up for happiness. That's what we all want. The problem is, we really don't stop and think about how we're going to achieve it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. When we don't have the strategy and the discipline to really pursue happiness holistically, we end up pursuing some goods by neglecting or attacking others. So, for example, sometimes we pursue physical goods in an inappropriate way. Gluttony, for instance, is the pursuit of food until it damages health. And fornication is the pursuit of sexual gratification at the expense of the proper relationship between a man and a woman. In the case of the good of knowledge, we sometimes willingly listen to gossip or scandal. There is also today a widespread mania for knowing things which are actually degrading or none of our business, like the intimate and often sordid details of celebrities' personal lives. All of this idle curiosity is really a hindrance to the healthy development of other aspects of our lives. With the good of beauty, we see many instances of inappropriate pursuit. Pornography seeks to promote physical beauty at the expense of personal beauty, as does immodesty in dress. Also, often we listen to music or watch movies with evil messages, foul images, or sacrilegious themes. This is a pursuit of beauty that involves an attack on truth, on personal relationships, or on God. And it's not hard to recognize the person who strives after achievement in a disordered manner. This person steps on others who get in his way up the ladder, and he dismisses beauty, friendships, knowledge, psychological well-being, all of these as mere distractions from his career. Such a person causes great unhappiness to himself and to others. But the same goes for a person who pursues inner peace at the expense of everything else. These folks become so caught up in their own imminent world that they refuse to do anything that they don't feel like doing, or anything that's just not them. And they say ridiculous, self-centered things like, well, that's not what I'm all about, or I can't change who I am. And they use that as an excuse for not pursuing all the goods they should be working towards. They forget that sometimes every one of us has to change and do what's difficult in order to attain happiness. And it might surprise you, but even personal relationships can become an obsession that lead to hurtful decisions. We will sometimes do anything, no matter how despicable, to fit in or to get someone to like us. Criticizing others, compromising convictions, using foul language, agreeing to impure acts, and other shameless striving for popularity, these are all common occurrences. We can even pursue religion by directly attacking other goods. For example, certain forms of Puritanism rejected beauty, and some ancient religions demanded human sacrifice. Some religions even practice ritual sexual perversion, and some religions advocate hatred of those who don't belong to it. The point is, it's not enough for happiness that we pursue some goods. We have to pursue them in the right way, and that's what virtue means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The cardinal virtues help us become excellent at pursuing these good things in life and pursuing them in an integrative, non-destructive way. Prudence shows us what the goods are and how to strategically pursue them in a way that doesn't damage any of the others. Justice helps us to preserve the goods of achievement and inner peace and beauty and truth in a way that doesn't conflict with our relationship with God and neighbor. Fortitude gives us the energy and strength to pursue happiness relentlessly, and it keeps us from neglecting goods we should pursue. And temperance gives us the self-control to not get off track by pursuing lesser goods in a way that destroys our capacity for greater ones. These are the virtues listed in the Book of Wisdom, chapter 8, verse 7, because the wise man makes a plan for happiness and follows it using these core virtues. But the wise man also knows that perfect happiness, the perfect attainment of all the goods, isn't found in this life. And so the theological virtues are what bring our earthly quest for happiness to its heavenly fulfillment. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, union with God himself is the only complete happiness, the only utterly satisfying experience of physical goods, of truth, accomplishment, beauty, peace, and friendship. By the virtue of faith, we receive the instructions we need to arrange earthly goods so that they lead to union with God. By the virtue of hope, we keep our focus on the perfect happiness of union with God in heaven. And by the virtue of charity, we experience the ultimate joy where we learn to delight in the supreme good, the good that contains all other goods, and that is the love of God for his sake. This is what the path to happiness looks like. And this is how we get everything and lose nothing. This is what we should be working toward all the time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what did this meditation cause you to reflect on, Teresa?
Well, it was a very good, comprehensive overview of these innate goods that we want, that we need. I think there was, and obviously leading into virtue there, but there's kind of a strange angle that I hadn't thought about before. As you described these goods that we all inherently want, that perfect happiness is really to have all of them and not to the exclusion of one. So it's not to like live all of these things and then have no beauty in your life. But it kind of surprised me because I think we have a tendency nowadays to kind of be like, you can't be upset that your life is ugly and drab. You have all of these things in your life. Or you can't be upset because you have all of this, but you might be lacking a good so deeply. And that's not to say you shouldn't appreciate the goods you have, but that you should still be pursuing that thing. I mean, it kind of reminds me of those communist countries that have just the gray concrete buildings and they replace everything with something so utilitarian, but to the detriment of beauty. And even though it's very important to house people and to feed people and have these things, there is still a good that's not there, and it's right and just to see its absence and pursue that good anyways. And that just kind of surprised me because in my head I was just like, if you have everything, get over yourself. But in virtue and in happiness and even sanctity, you're going to pursue all of those things.
What do you mean when you say if you have everything? You don't mean having all seven of these goods. Is that what you mean? Or that we have, we're...
Having all seven of the goods. As in having friendship, having beauty, having the things you described in that list.
So are you saying...
At the very least pursuing them.
Are you saying, first of all, how shall I say it? We haven't really slowed down to reflect us. Here's what I think. We get put on this conveyor belt when we're little kids.
Mm-hmm.
This conveyor belt of school and we get off that conveyor belt kind of when we finish college or graduate school or whatever. And then we get on another conveyor belt of work and entertainment, work and entertainment. And we never get off the conveyor belt and ask, wait a minute, wait. What do I really desire?
Mm-hmm. Am I even pursuing happiness?
And so I think it's tremendously helpful to get off that conveyor belt, stand back and say, what do I really desire? And to say, wait a minute, I do desire these things. Mm-hmm. I want I want health. I want friendships. Yeah, I want to achieve something. I want to be useful in the world and mm-hmm. do something good for others. I want knowledge. I want beauty. I want inner peace. Yeah. And most of all, I want a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first step is to get off the conveyor belt and say, recognize I need these things.
Yeah. Or even every day I think about, because that's the big picture, but every day I fill up my schedule and I have all these things that I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this with friends, or I have this work to do, I have this project to accomplish. But even before I go into them, I don't think, what good am I pursuing? And if you can't acknowledge it, then you don't really fully receive that gift.
Well, if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't know what you're aiming at, mm-hmm. how are you going to hit it? Mm-hmm. How can
or
you?
Or sometimes, as you're describing here with vice in comparison to virtue, is you're pursuing it in the wrong way, or you're pursuing it to the neglect of something else.
Yeah.
And then you come out of all these things and you're like, why am I so dissatisfied? Did I not? And you look back and you might say, I wasn't looking for God in that, or maybe I did show up to spend time with friends, but then I was so distracted by something else. I wasn't actually with them. I wasn't actually,
yeah.
Or I went to some, like a really beautiful movie or play or concert, but I wasn't really present. So I didn't actually receive the beauty. I wasn't actually pursuing it, just because I don't think we step off the conveyor belt every single day to really pursue these in their right order.
And it's very easy to pursue one of these things, like achievement in work. It could be cut either way. It's easy to see how, as we mentioned, somebody could be so wrapped up in pursuing achievement in work to neglect of health or relationships, mm-hmm. or growing in knowledge or experiencing beauty. Likewise, it's easy for a young dad or mom who's got a bunch of little kids to be so wrapped up in just survival that we neglect prayer, relationship with God, physical health, pursuing some of these other goods. Mm-hmm. This is why we need a twofold strategy. There's two parts of this strategy. First strategy is have a holistic view of what you're trying to achieve in life.
What does holistic mean?
a well-rounded view with all the parts. So you get you have all the parts, all the goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a rule of life.
Yeah.
A rule of life is the holistic view.
This is so interesting because I think, I especially remember on social media around 10 years ago, it was kind of a joke that it would be a Venn diagram of everything you need to survive. And they would be like, pick two. But what you're saying is quite literally...
Pick seven.
You have to pick all of them.
Yeah.
Actually.
And you can.
You have to believe it's possible. So this, but part of the problem is to think balance is not achievable, so I should burn myself out at work and in maybe one other thing.
Yeah.
But then you're still just going to be unhappy, even if you have a lot of that one good.
Exactly. One, you cannot become happy with just one of these or even two or three. You need all of them. And so often in teaching this, people would say, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the first strategy is create a rule of life. Look at these seven things, and we have a transcript. You can take a look at them and then start building your life.
Mm-hmm.
I want all seven of these.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I need to actually make a strategy so that I can get enough sleep.
Yeah.
I can have good nutrition. I can have exercise.
Because these things aren't mutually exclusive. And I think
people
get the impression that at the end of the day, I could go on a walk with someone else and achieve beauty, friendship, and health.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, so the first strategy is to have a rule of life, a recipe of life. The second strategy is then, I need to practice virtue, because the virtues are the good actions that we turn into habits that get us these good things.
Mm-hmm.
And the vices are the bad actions that we turn into habits that destroy mm-hmm. the goods we need.
Which seems overwhelming if you make a whole list and say, do all of these every day. But the thing you're describing is when you create a habit, it becomes not just what you do, but it's who you are.
It becomes second nature,
and it's not something else you have to fit into your to-do list. It's just something you're doing along the way. And I think that's the thing, is it's not this crazy Venn diagram with a million overlapping circles and you have to pick just one thing that you can actually get. All these things actually hold each other together. When you sleep, you have better friendship because you're actually present to people. You have better health. You're more aware of beauty if you have rest. But you think that all of these will butt each other out of the way, and instead it's like a gravity. Like, the more mass that's there, it all holds it together. And if you have one out of whack, they're more likely to fall apart, and it feels more overwhelming to keep them all in.
Yeah.
But
and if you're I remember very distinctly when you all were very young,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking about this. I was teaching this. I was teaching a class on the virtues. I was teaching, and I was thinking, what do I want for my kids as they grow up? I want them to be well-rounded humans. And then I thought, well, if they're going to be well-rounded humans, I have to first be a well-rounded human.
Mm-hmm.
And then we live this together.
Yeah.
Just live the pursuit of happiness together.
Mm-hmm.
Live the pursuit of happiness, this well-rounded life, together.
And that's another thing that pulls all of it together, when you have other people in your community who are doing it. Both to have examples, so people that you respect and their virtue inspires you, but also people that are following your example, and so you're inspired to practice these things to set a better example for them.
Yeah.
And the community between all of you together. And it just makes things simple to see virtue, practice virtue.
And that's a beautiful life.
Yeah.
So really what we're saying here is, this is a plan for a beautiful life, and God wants you to have it.
Yeah. But you have to believe it's possible, and you have to start with little steps.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to be doing. So here, okay, last point. The littlest step every day is your resolution. If we just practice some simple good action flowing from our meditation, it puts us on the path of virtue to achieve the goods. So just have a resolution every day.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a great conversation.
It's a great start to the series.
Well, please join us every day for the next 10 days as we go through the virtues and this pursuit of happiness. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.